Hi there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermiz. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Thursday, January 23rd. Some flurries expected around the Grey Bruce region today, possibly heavier lake effect snow in parts of Bruce County. A squall warning continues for the peninsula. Let's check the Winter Road Report, proudly sponsored by Matt Law and his great guys at Speedy Glass in Owen Sound. Highways 21, 6 on the peninsula, 26, and county roads in the northern part of the region reported as snow-covered or snow-packed this morning with fair to good visibility. Otherwise, routes are partly covered with some bare sections. And we do have some bus cancellations and school closures to pass along, brought to you by Bay West Nissan and Leon's Owen Sound. All buses to schools in Bruce County are canceled today, except for buses to Chesley. Most of those are running. Buses into Durham, Holstein, and Ayton are also canceled. And a couple of school closures, Bruce Peninsula District and St. Edmunds Public, are closed today. Owen Sound's asking the province to support the creation of a new doctor-led nurse practitioner clinic in the city. Fire Chief Phil Eagleson is involved with local physician recruitment efforts and attended the Rural Ontario Municipal Association conference in Toronto this week to speak with the Ministry of Health.
We know there's a lot of unattached orphan patients in the Grey Bruce area. And what we pitched was a doctor-led nurse practitioner clinic in Owen Sound to serve all of Grey and Bruce, so that people aren't going to the ER with a basic, more minor need. They would come to a clinic.
Eagleson says the ministry has committed to more conversations around the proposed clinic, and he's hopeful to hear more within a few months. Saugeen Shores is facing increasing pressure to grow, and it continues to appeal to the provincial government for help supporting that growth. Town reps brought three main issues to the Roma conference this week: asked for more infrastructure funding, money to offset the cost of the new aquatic and wellness center in Port Elgin, and support for a family health team. Luke Charbonneau is the mayor of Saugeen Shores.
A family health team is a great tool for recruiting and retaining physicians. And we think we really need one.
Some insiders at Queen's Park say Premier Doug Ford could call a provincial election as early as next week. The Toronto Star and the CBC both quote government sources and say a snap election could be called as early as next Wednesday. Ford will only say people should stay tuned. And in national news, another crack in the Team Canada approach to U.S. President Donald Trump's tariff threats. Saskatchewan's Premier Scott Moe says he's all in favor of a unified response unless it affects products his province exports. Alberta Premier Danielle Smith also says she won't go along with any export taxes or restrictions on Alberta oil going into the U.S. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning, I'm RJ Brighthead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by RE/MAX. Columbus took it to the Maple Leafs last night with a 5-1 win. Nobleton's Adam Fantilli scored his first career hat-trick in front of over 80 friends and family at Scotiabank Arena. Call it mother's intuition, Adam's mom Julia wore a cap and threw it on the ice for the Hattie. Austin Matthews did pot his 20th. He's hit that mark in all nine seasons. Winnipeg got the winner 17 seconds into overtime to beat Colorado. The Toronto Raptors lost 4-1 in Boston. That was the first time ever that the Fleet won a game by a three-goal margin. Some Canadians did well. Hamilton, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander scored a career-high 54 points in OKC's win over Utah. And Wilfrid Laurier quarterback Taylor Elgersma, who's from London, got invited to the Senior Bowl. He'll be the first quarterback from a Canadian university ever to take part in the showcase for the NFL draft. And Detroit Lions defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn was named the new head coach of the New York Jets. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Owen Sound Attack lost a close one to the Barrie Colts at the Bayshore. Fred Wallace has this report.
Two power play goals propelled the Barrie Colts to their third straight win. They shaded the attack 3-2. David Bitkowski and Pierce Bowie would score for Owen Sound, who have lost two in a row. They'll try and snap that skid Friday at Kitchener. Again, the Colts shade the attack 3-2. Fred Wallace at the J.D. MacArthur Arena.
And more hockey last night in the PJHL. Nate Binkley scored four, including the overtime winner, as the Walkerton Capitals beat the Hanover Barons 6-5. There's always more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. Your weather's coming up next. Around 5 centimeters of flurries for most of the region today. Heavier stuff possible in parts of Bruce County. Snow squall warning continues for the peninsula. A high of minus 6, feeling more like minus 14. Tonight, more snow, 5 plus centimeters and a low of minus 14. And tomorrow, flurries, possibly snow squalls, a high of minus 7.